The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on PGATour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
And hello once again, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America here on PGA Tour Radio. Tim Matthews with you, and we've got a great show headed your way. This is Friday, March 31st. It is round two of the Shell Houston Open, and a lot of excitement going on down there. Sung Kang, all we're going to tell you is Sung Kang is on fire. So we'll see if it lasts through the rest of the weekend. But the first two rounds, Sung Kang has done extremely well. And 9-under, he finished his second round at 9-under 63. So a lot of golf still obviously yet to be played at the Shell Houston Open. And it's a preview, if you will, for a lot of the golfers that are there. And a lot of top golfers are there, a preview for the first major of the year. And that's the Masters coming up. And we'll be there, of course. Frank and I will be there for the Masters the entire week. That is from the 2nd through the 9th. And so much excitement around the Masters and what's going on. Not to diminish what's going on at the Houston Open, but the Masters is what a lot of these guys are in Houston for, and that's to get ready for the conditions and similar greens and similar fairways and conditions that they're going to face at Augusta National. I'm coming to you from Dallas, and Frank, of course, is in the Nashville studios. Frank, we were talking a couple of days ago, and you had some bad weather heading your way. Was today a good day, bad day? Did you get outside at all, or is there storms going on in Nashville?
Gone. Today was a yucky day. It's cool.
Oh, okay.
The front came through. But I have to tell you that yesterday in Davidson County, Tennessee, right, Nashville, they closed the schools the night before because of the storms from Texas coming this way. Shut all the schools down. You know, yeah. The grocery stores were cleaned out. No bread, no milk. I mean, it was nuts. It was like the apocalypse was coming, and nothing, zero, zero, nothing happened. Nothing.
I know, and I talk about that all the time, Frank. I'm saying those meteorologists, they're all about blowing everything up and making everybody scared, run for your lives.
They scare
people. And then they're like, oh, you got a half inch of rain? Oh, okay, I guess we missed that one. What happens?
I'm going to tell you, I'm just going to start wearing sunglasses and be cool all the time. And not pay attention to meteorologists.
Oh, look at you, Mr. Segway. Mr. lead into the who are first. By the way, coming up a little bit later on the show, we're going to be joined by Russ Holden. He is the CEO and founder of Caddy for a Cure, one of the many people we're going to be talking about, not only today, but also our week at Augusta National. We have so many different things going on the week of Augusta National when we're down there in Augusta for the Masters. But we'll be talking to Russ in just a little bit. But first up, more importantly, the Vice President of Sales for Under Armour Eyewear, Tom Cox, joins us right now. Tom, thanks for being with us. How are you doing today?
Welcome, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on. Love talking to you guys. And sounds like the Nashville weather people are about like the Atlanta weather people. All it does is
they're all the same.
Hey, get sold.
Hey, Tom, you know,
they're all the same.
Before we get into talking about your fabulous eyewear, you guys had a disaster in Atlanta, and I hear it's just caused a mess with a bridge that collapsed on I-85.
Yeah, fire or something.
It was pretty ugly. That's on the other side of town from me, but we do not need anything extra to mess up traffic in Atlanta. And fortunately, no one was hurt, but apparently it's going to be several weeks before it's repaired. So it's a big deal right now as far as the traffic flow and people commuting to work and that sort of thing.
Wow. Well,
so Tom, that leads me to my question. Tom, when I fly in from Dallas, I'm going to Atlanta on Sunday to go to Augusta. Will that affect my travel from the airport to Augusta? Okay. Well, thank God.
The issue is on the northeast side of town. So that won't affect you at all heading out I-20.
Yeah, it's up around Georgia 400, Tim, which is
okay.
Georgia 400 is a parking lot with multiple lanes.
Right.
Yeah, so anyway, well, Tom, I just wanted to get that out of the way, Tom, before we got into the meat of the conversation here.
When we were, Frank and I were at the PGA Merchandise Show in Orlando back at the end of January. We talked with you and some of your people at the Under Armour Eyewear division. And matter of fact, Frank showed some of the glasses. He wore a few different pair on the show. And beautiful eyewear that you guys have. Tell us a little bit about Under Armour's eyewear. 8 years now that Under Armour has been in the eyewear business. You've been with them for the last couple of years. But I was looking on the website. You guys have not only a lot of different styles, but beautiful styles of eyewear for fishing, hunting, almost anything you want to do outdoors.
Right. Well, we cover just about every activity and non-activity that's outside. Baseball, softball, golf, certainly, hunting, fishing, tactical. We've got, we offer sport inspired, in other words, for the athlete on the course or court or the field, and then also for casual. And the main thing about our eyewear is you need to protect your eyes. You put sun, sun lotion on your face when you go outside, or lip balm, and you need to protect your eyes just as well. And we're very proud of our line. Under Armour Eyewear is a licensee of iKing, and we're a 60-year-old optical company. And so we've been doing this a while and understand the sunglass business. And for the golf market, we developed a golf-specific lens called Game Day that is helps you read the greens. It's basically a color enhancer, like watching TV in an HD position versus a standard definition.
Wow, it's beautiful. And Frank, by the way, they have a pair that is a Freedom Interchange.
Yes.
Camo Tactical. And yep. I want you to get those.
They're
because
cool.
nobody will ever see you sneaking up on them. Frank's good at sneaking up on people.
No,
and you know, wear the camo, they'll never know you're there, Frank.
I'll tell you what, no, I've seen a lot of their glasses, and they're really cool. But Tom, you need to develop a pair of sunglasses for Tim Matthews that are called the Yippaways.
It's a good luck.
Yeah. Keep your head down.
Yeah, exactly. Attach it with a hook, with a fish hook somewhere. Whatever.
But Tom, I'm telling you, you're the savior for my wife, because my wife has told me for the last several years that I need to start wearing sunglasses. And I never used to wear them, probably up until about maybe 10 years ago, playing golf or doing anything outdoors. And then my wife, you know how wives can kind of give you just that one little jolt that's like, you know, 400 volts through you. Honey, if you wore sunglasses more, you probably wouldn't have those little lines at the side of your face. I'm like, what? Lines? I have no lines. So I'm very dedicated to wearing sunglasses whenever I go outdoors and wherever I play golf. And that's exactly what you're talking about. Not only do you wear sunscreen for your whole body, but people need to be wearing eye protection, not only for the for the sun, but also because of the squinting. You play golf, you go outside, you hunt, you fish, you're squinting all the time. It reduces that. You look better. Tom, am I right? You look better if you wear sunglasses.
Well, you look better, and also you're protecting your eyes.
Sure.
You know, the UVA, UVB, UVC rays that are coming into your eyes are doing damage. And the more you can protect them, the better.
You know,
again, I use the example of sun care products on your face or on your arms or whatever. You really need to protect your eyes, and this is the best way to protect them.
Tom, I know that Under Armour Eyewear has developed a strong relationship, of course, with the PGA Tour, but with the PGA Tour caddies. Tell us a little bit about that relationship and what it's all about.
Well, we formed a sponsorship program with the APTC caddies this year. We had about 25 of the caddies wearing our eyewear. They like the idea because they are really the, in many cases, the eyes of the player. You hear more and more of the players, Jordan Spieth, Michael Grell, are talking about their partnership on the course. And when you see the caddy bending over and checking yardage or helping to read putts, they realize the value of precision eyewear. And they really welcome the opportunity to be part of the Under Armour team.
And I got to ask you too, Tom, because a lot of people may not know this. There's a lot of different shades in some of the different lenses that you guys have, and if you look at their website and check out Under Armour's extensive collection of different sun, you see different shades and colors on their lenses. Tell us some of the differences, because some of them look like almost rainbow, some of them are purple and yellows and different grays and different colors on the different lenses. What's that all about? What do people just have to have a personal preference?
Some of it's personal preference, as far as just the style, what someone wants to look like when they have the glasses on. But every one of the lenses has a different function. And if you look at, for example, our Game Day golf lens is a green-yellow combination that allows the high-definition view of the green of the fairways. And other lenses offer a little different tint, but they're still going to offer you the UV protection and the tinting you need to block the glare. We also put a mirror coating on some of the frames, on some of the lenses, excuse me, because people like a little bit darker look. Think of tinting your car windows. It's another layer. And some people like the mirrored finish. So it's a combination of function and fashion.
I know Jordan doesn't, our good friend Jordan Spieth doesn't wear sunglasses on the course, but he wears your glasses off the course, doesn't he?
Wears them off the course and wears them at practice, getting personal preference. But he's become a great partner for, obviously, Under Armour and Under Armour Eyewear.
And the Under Armour Eyewear line is the official eyewear line of Golf Talk America, this Masters. So that's, we thank you for that, as being a great supporter of our show.
Well, you're welcome. This is an exciting time.
We're talking with Tom Cox. He's the VP of Sales for Under Armour Eyewear, and a great line. Go to their website. Under Armour, Tom, I know you've been with them just for a couple of years, but Under Armour, I don't want to say they're overtaking the world, but they're overtaking the world. They are into everything athletic, from basketball and baseball and football and golf, and you go on and on and on. And now eyewear, it's phenomenal, that the growth of this company. You've got to be excited just to be working in a global sense for a company like Under Armour.
Well, it is. I mean, it's a very exciting time because we are doing our part, and our products are doing things to improve the performance on the field. And you'll see products introduced over the next year that are, we call it tuned vision, tuned for specific sport applications to make the athlete play better, for the hardcore athlete, but then for the recreational athlete, the same type of protection and also a little bit of a fashion look.
Let me ask you this, Tom. Now, are you looking to the future to get into prescription eyewear?
We're looking at some things there that's down the road.
Okay. That was a self-serving question, because I'm about to go have my new prescriptions filled.
And so, I'd love to have your glasses.
Well, you can take some of their sunglasses. I mean, you really can, and you can put prescription lenses in them, but I'll wait.
Well, they have polarized, Frank. Polarized is good, like when you're doing your fishing, when you're down there getting some rainbow trout.
I don't fish. You know that. I play
golf. You see those fish with the polarized. It's a whole other world. I'm telling you, they're beautiful sunglasses. And again, we're talking with Tom Cox with Under Armour Eyewear, and it makes a huge difference. I know Jordan isn't wearing them just yet, but that's because Jordan's only like 14 years old. When Jordan gets older and he starts to realize that wrinkles will come into factor, he will start wearing these sunglasses, because I didn't realize, to be honest with you, and until I researched a little bit, I had no idea you guys had all the variables that you have. You really have eyeglasses and sunglasses for almost any activity you can think of, don't you?
Right, and you mentioned the fishing. I mean, we do a wonderful job in the water sports arena with polarized, because if you're on the water, you want polarized. If you're on the golf course, you do not want polarized, because it would be very difficult to read the greens. And the best example is try to read a rangefinder or a GPS with polarized on. You won't be able to read it, nor will you be able to read the greens with polarized product. So hopefully that we'll get the water sports people wearing the polarized and the athletes wearing the non-polarized.
And Tom, are you going to be at the Masters coming up next week? Will you be there personally?
Yes, we'll be there from Sunday on.
Well, good. Frank, we obviously are going to have him stop by the Azalea House, will we not?
Absolutely.
The party house of the official party house of
it's,
the Masters.
It's He'll the be official there. Hospitality house of Golf Talk America. And, Tom.
I know you're going to be talking to Russ Holden a little bit later, but we're also involved in an event with them on Monday night. So hopefully you all will be there.
Yeah, we'll be there for the event Monday night, and, of course, every night. But, Tom, you've got a promise to come back on the show. We're doing live shows there. We'd love to have you.
Yeah.
And I know that there are going to be some special surprises for some of the guests at Azalea House, and it might include some Under Armour eyewear. So
really, really,
a pretty good chance of that.
Yeah, pretty good chance of that, from what I hear.
Look at you with the tease, Frank. By the way, Frank, you need to check out the UA Thief style sunglasses from Under Armour, because they're perfect for you. The way you sneak up on people and sneak up on everything, they're called Thief. They're perfect for you.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll be wearing Under Armour sunglasses the entire weekend, beyond.
We all will.
There you go. Hey, Tom, I can't wait to see you, buddy. Be safe.
We're looking forward to it.
Looking forward to seeing you in the next 72 hours.
Yeah, we will see you there, and look forward to wearing some of your new styles.
Well, we'll have mirrors, and you can do a fashion show for us.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord.
I can't wait. I can't wait. Thank you, Tom. Take care.
All righty. Thank you.
Thanks,
Tom.
Have
a good weekend.
See you, man.
Bye now.
All right, Tom Cox, VP of Sales for Under Armour Eyewear. And I'm telling you,
that's good looking
stuff. Go to the website. Just go to the Under Armour website, underarmour.com, and go to the eyewear department of that. And as I said, it used to be where Under Armour was what it was. It started as Under Armour. It was under
underwear.
For your athletic. So it was underwear. for your lower body and your upper body for. And it's just expanded from that to everything now. They're basically in every sport and every different part of your body that you can cover with some kind of sportswear or sports coverage. Under Armour's there, and they're on top of the world. It's a great company.
It really is. I was going to make a joke. I better not make that joke about the elderly the elderly in underwear. But yeah. I will tell you, Tom's a great guy. You remember him. We spent some time with him at the PGA Merchandise Show. And we look forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun at Azalea House, azaleahospitality.com. If you don't have access at this point, you can still get it. So
I'm just hoping that somehow Tom and the boys at Under Armour can guarantee cutting a few strokes off. If you wear their sunglasses, I'm not saying they're going to go there, but – you might be able to save a few strokes off your golf game if you're wearing their eyewear. I'm just going to say that.
You know, the
you need to be wearing eyewear.
The original tagline for Under Armour was built for the gym.
Okay.
Well, they can't use that anymore.
No. Yeah, so they were. That's what they were.
They got outside everywhere. They got outside of the gym, baby. They're outside for sure. Yeah, Tom's a great guy. I've had a lot of fun with him and look forward to Under Armour and Under Armour Eyewear being a long-standing sponsor with us, Golf Talk America.
And the other thing, too, before we take a break, is that Under Armour does a lot of – we're talking about Caddy for a Cure.
Yeah.
A lot of charity things that Under Armour is involved in. They give away a lot of stuff, and you can't diminish the fact that, yes, they're a big multicultural, international company, and they make gazillions of dollars, but they do a lot of good things and give away a lot of product for – people that need it, and I just want to acknowledge that Under Armour is one of those companies that started from the very beginning. They haven't been around forever. They've only been around probably since, I don't even know, but I'm going to say 20 years or so, and they started with the premise that they want to do good things for people and not just make a lot of money, and they still do. And Caddy for a Cure is one of the things that they're involved with, and with the Caddy program on the PGA Tour, and so many other things that they do in high schools and colleges all over the country. So good for Under Armour. I feel so good that we're part of what they're doing, and they're a part of what we're doing too, because they're one of the partnerships that we want to be a part of and want to expand on stuff because we held out
for great sponsors. We purposely didn't bring on sponsorships for a long time, only because we wanted to ferret out the best of the best.
And they stand for exactly what we stand for, helping other people when they can. So it's cool.
Guess what I'm looking at right now.
What?
There's a letter I'm holding in my hand. I'm holding in my hand. Yeah, I know, Karnak. Augusta National Golf Club, Post Office Box 2086, Augusta, Georgia, 30903, Frank A. Bassett. It's a letter from Augusta. I wonder what this could be.
Is it an eviction notice?
It could be.
Frank,
don't
ever show up here or you will be escorted by FBI. You better open that and find out exactly what it is.
Stay away. No, it's my invitation to a
function. We have your picture. Everybody has it. Security?
Yeah. No, it's my
cool.
Golf Writers Association of America function invitation.
Very nice. We can't wait. We're going to be there again, Azalea House, and azaleahospitality.com is our host for the entire week that we'll be there. And today is Friday, as I said, March 31st. In 2 days. Or you'll be there tomorrow, I guess. Saturday, you're leaving. I'm leaving Sunday, and I'll be there and for the entire week. So it's just going to be a phenomenal week. Can't wait to get to Augusta and see what's going to happen there on the golf course. But we'll be off the golf course, and we'll be having, I think, as much fun as the people that are on the golf course.
We're going to get you some polarized lenses, though, when you play golf with me, just to help. Just trying to help, buddy.
I need it. I need all the help I can get, baby. I'll tell you. And let's take a quick break here, and when we come back, Russ Holden, who's the CEO and founder of Caddy for a Cure, we just mentioned that, but a very good cause, and he'll explain more about what Caddy for a Cure does, but they do some wonderful things as well for the golf environment and for people outside of golf, and I'm guessing that Russ might have a pair of Under Armour sunglasses on as well when we see him at Augusta. When we come back, we'll be joined by Russ Holden for Caddy for a Cure. So stick with us. It's going to be a lot of fun. You're listening to Golf Talk America here on PGA Tour Radio. And welcome back to Golf Talk America here on PGA Tour Radio. Tim Matthews along with you in the Dallas studios. Frank Bassett's in our Nashville studios. And joining us now is Russ Holden. And Russ is the CEO and founder of Caddy for a Cure. And we've talked about Caddy for a Cure for a long, long time on this show. And one of our friends that does some amazing things, and he'll tell us more about what they've got going on and also what's happening for them when they're at the Masters in Augusta, along with the rest of us coming up next week. So, Russ, thanks for being with us. Russ Holden, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing better than good. It's great to be with you guys on Golf Talk America. I love your show and really honored to be on it.
Well, thanks you so much. Last time we saw Russ, we were in Palm Beach, right? We were together down there.
That's right. Yep. We were with Congressman Mass.
Having
a good day there at the Honda Classic. And what a day that was. Huh,
Russ,
Frank? That was super.
It was fabulous. It was a great day. And it's a shame that how many holes did your guy get to caddy for Graham McDowell that day?
Yeah, we got three before the heavens opened up, but it was pretty exciting, and that was Dr. Lesh, Stuart Lesh, our good friend up in Delray Beach. That was his seventh time caddying in our program, and we had Sergeant Shane Easton, our wounded initiative, and we're going to work it out with Graham and Ken Conboy. We'll do it another place somewhere down the road this year, and it'll be another attractive place, and Graham, as you all know, is one of the most super guys in all of golf, and he was very understanding, and we'll just figure out another day. So they'll get 18 plus three, I guess you could say.
Yeah, you should have been there, Tim. The heavens opened up. Russ is correct. I mean, it was unbelievably bad, and just wiped out the pro-am. That's a tournament director's worst nightmare, is bad weather on pro-am day, and it was. So
hey, Russ. So for people that don't know as much as the rest of us do about Caddy for a Cure, tell us a little bit about the origins of it and what exactly it does for people.
Well, thanks. I'm a golf professional by trade. I'm a PGA member now, proudly 32 years, and I happen by fate to be the golf professional at the club of a young German golfer who had won a couple of Masters, Bernhard Langer, down in Boca Raton, Florida. And I met Bernhard right after he won his first Masters in the mid-'80s, and we started a very good friendship up until today, as a matter of fact. Good friends, and I'd been touched while I was there at the club by a rare bone marrow disorder called Fanconi anemia, and I knew somehow, somewhere, I wanted to make a difference to that disease. A dear friend of mine and one of my assistants had two children with it. So there I was. Bernhard asked me to come out and caddy. I had been helping him with the coaching detail a little bit prior to that, stepping in for Willie Hoffman from Germany when Willie, before we had cell phones and things like that we could take V1 video and all that kind of stuff. So Willie would leave and I'd kind of fill in and try to help Bernhard a little bit, and started out as a coach. And then he asked me to caddy. And of all the things I'd done in golf, I'd never caddied once in my life. And I went to the PGA Championship and caddied, and I was hooked. I, as Ma Bell used to say, it's the next best thing to be in there. And I became a real thorn in Bernhard's side and asked every chance I could to fill in for Pete Coleman. And then in 2001, Pete resigned permanently, and I was in the right place at the right time, I guess you could say. So I ended up caddying for Bernhard for 6.5 years. And there I was rubbing shoulders with Ernie and Phil and Tiger and everybody. And I knew that the guys like Frank and other avid golfers would actually make a donation to a charitable foundation in return for being able to come and caddy for one of the great players of the game. So back in 2001, we started Caddy for a Cure. And here we are 15 years later, providing great help for, we've added a military component now where Frank would go, just as you just described, and go caddy for the likes of U.S. Open champ Graham McDowell. And what we do is have a military escort who is a wounded service member, in most cases combat wounded. And that has proved to be overwhelmingly inspirational, and it's made a huge impact on a great many of our brave men and women in service.
It's an awesome program that you guys have been doing, and it does so many good things. And so if you go to the website, which is caddyforacure.com, simple enough, you can see some different opportunities. Is that right, Russ, where you can see if you can caddy for Jimmy Walker at the Dean and DeLuca Invitational or for Luke Donald at the Heritage Classic in different tournaments? You can kind of see who's available, if you will, to be able to caddy for them during some of these different tournaments?
It is, yeah. Our schedule there is kind of dynamic. It's always changing and always getting better because we're adding players all the time. Rory McIlroy agreed to caddy for a cure with us later this year up in Long Island at the Northern Trust, so he's available on there.
as will be many OR players as we get more into the season, and just figure out which weeks which guys are going to fit in. I know Jason Day, I saw him at the Sawgrass a couple of weeks ago at Liberty Mutual Invitational Finals, and he's in for this year. Ricky will be in for this year. Jordan Spieth will hopefully be there somewhere for us this year. So check back often, and if you don't see your favorite player on there, feel free to send us an email or give me a call personally, and we'll try to make a marriage happen and figure out what your best player is and what venue you'd like to go to, and we'll see if that player is going to be there and if they're available that week.
This, Tim, this is an incredible cause, and meeting and being around as much as I have lately, Russ and his beautiful wife, they are so dedicated to this cause, and you see it in their eyes, and you see it when the guys come, like Senator Mast came up, Congressman Mast, I'm sorry, Representative Mast, just it'll choke you up. I mean, it's tough stuff to see what's going on out there, and this organization, Caddy for a Cure, does a whole lot of good for a whole lot of people. So I would,
and it's LPGA as well as PGA. Is that right, Russ? You can be on the women's side as well as the men's side?
Yeah, we've had some great support from the LPGA girls. And, gosh, Lexi Thompson grew up right here in our hometown of Coral Springs. She's a huge fan. We had Lydia Ko, caddy for a cure last fall at the CME title holders over there in Naples. And what was really interesting there was we had Lance Corporal Lyndon Ortiz, which really was our hallmark achievement in the history of Caddy for a Cure. We were able to find him and vet him all out, and he was wounded in 2005, and just a consummate American representing our country, and we were able to gift him a house, a mortgage-free house through our friends over at Military Warrior Support Foundation and Wells Fargo Bank. They stepped up, and we raised a bunch of sponsorship dollars for that, and he just took possession of it last week, and that chokes me up to hear that kind of stuff. That
sure.
And here we could take golf, that great sport that we all love, find a niche in it, caddying, and be able to put all those things together, and just the generosity of all the people that have been involved with Caddy for a Cure. There's a family changed forever that's in a beautiful, gorgeous home in Orlando, just south of Bay Hill. So we're excited about that. But the LPGA is deeply involved, and we love having the girls involved with us.
And you have some great partners and supporters. If you go to the website, again, it's caddyforacure.com. You can see not only our good friend Tom Cox, who we just talked about, at Under Armour Eyewear, one of your supporters is Under Armour, but all kinds of great support that you guys have from major corporations and companies all over the country. One also being Azalea House, Frank. Well, yes. I've heard of Azalea House somehow, somewhere.
I haven't heard of them. Tell me about them. Who are they?
Marcus. So Russ, you're gonna be at Augusta next week, I assume?
With us.
We are, yeah. Looking forward to coming up there, and really can't wait. You know, all my experiences at the Masters with Bernhard are very special, and it's really neat to be able to come back now on the other side of the ropes and be able to do something even greater for the common good through Caddy for a Cure and our great friends, Chris and Marcus and you, Frank, and all the team over at Azalea House. Called me last fall, and we did a lot of talking back and forth, and we're going to have Caddy Bash Monday night. And it's going to be a great place to be able to watch the NCAA tournament, the finals, whoever's going to be in that final game. And we're really, really, really looking forward to having a great party. A lot of the caddies are going to come on over. So anybody that's in town, you know, it's going to be a great chance for you to talk to a Ted Scott, Bubba Watson's caddy, and ask him what it's like to stand there and watch somebody hook a wedge around the tree in a playoff on number 10 or things like that. And we're really excited about it, and we really appreciate this opportunity.
Yeah, it's go to azaleahospitality.com, I believe, Russ. Is that correct? And you can still get tickets for the Caddy Bash. I believe we have some available, so you better jump out there and get them.
Yeah, there's a few left, and we're having a big raffle, and we had a bunch of great friends step up for that. Bernhard stepped up with some stuff. Kobe Keith, Roger Clemens, David Ledbetter, Brendan Sweeney from your show gave us something from French Lick, a beautiful
stay
and play. We've got a great raffle going on, and some all kinds of opportunities. Well, our friends over at Flight Scope are going to have some stuff, and it's really going to be good.
Seymour Putter Company also is involved in that. We have a Jim Grunberg, who's a great friend, a great sponsor of Golf Talk America, a great personal friend of mine, owns Seymour Putter Company. This, by the way, Russ, is the 10th anniversary. This Masters will be the 10th anniversary of Zach Johnson's victory at the Masters. So there's some
special. Wow, it's been that long.
I know. I feel so old. But, yeah, it's going to be fun. Monday night's going to be a blast. Caddy Bash, a lot of caddies. Everything is for Caddy for a Cure. Great cause, great charity. Russ Holden, a great guy. Fun to be around. He can give you a few pointers about golf, too, Tim, which I won't let him talk to you.
The pointer I want, though, Frank, is another one of his sponsors is Chick-fil-A. If you could get me some coupons to Chick-fil-A.
God, you're begging begging for chicken, and I'm begging for golf clubs.
My wife and my kids will love you forever. They worship Chick-fil-A.
We got True Kathy gave before he passed away. We had our national spokesperson, one of the two boys that I referenced earlier who have Fanconi anemia, Christian and Kaylin, are out with us quite often. In fact, they're going to be out with us the week following at the RBC Heritage Classic up in Hilton Head. But we got to meet the man himself, True Kathy, and Christian wasn't bashful. He asked him for a lifetime Chick-fil-A card, and Chick-fil-A was kind enough to give it to him.
Wow! So, that's my buddy. That's my friend.
I try to step in on that as much as I possibly can.
Seriously, that's what I want.
I love Chick-fil-A. I mean, I absolutely love Chick-fil-A.
Who doesn't?
It's the best.
Oh, my God.
Okay, if you get the lifetime Chick-fil-A card, I also want a go-to-the-front-of-the-line Chick-fil-A card.
Yeah, because it's always packed, isn't it?
It is packed.
It's always.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's worth it. It's worth the wait.
Well, Russ, thanks so much. We appreciate your time and all the good work that you guys have done. And Caddy for a Cure has done so many wonderful things. Again, the website is caddyforacure.com. Go to it and check out more about the information that they have there for you to get involved if you'd like to get involved. And Russ, we really look forward to, I mean, this is Friday, so we'll all be there in the next couple of days, certainly two or three days. We'll all be together again at Augusta and look forward to a great time that we're going to have doing the show from Azalea House and all the good things we're going to do during the week of the Masters there at Augusta National. So, Russ, thanks so much for your time. You've done a great job. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us on. Can't wait to see you guys next week. It's going to be a good week.
Yeah, thanks, Russ. And all of our best to your family. Take care. I hope your uncle gets better. Yeah. And we'll see you this week, pal.
Roger that. Thanks. God bless, guys. Thanks.
God bless.
All right. Russ Holden, CEO, founder for Caddy for a Cure.
Great
organization.
I'm telling you, we held out for sponsorships and held out for relationships with certain organizations. And I think we've done darn well, Tim. Under Armour, Caddy for a Cure, Folds of Honor is now involved with Golf Talk America, L's for Autism on Sunday evening at the Azalea House, L's for Autism, huge deal. Jin Hong, who is with that organization, spearheads a lot of the efforts in L's for Autism. I just got off the phone with Ernie's manager and then Ernie's financial advisor. They called, said, where are you? Are you coming? Are you going to be here? So they're ready to go. They're ready to go to T-Bones or Reinhardt's or something right now. I said, boys, I'll see you tomorrow night.
Can't wait.
You know, the first person I saw, by the way, last year, I get there on Saturday. And I was going to go to the kids thing, you know, I joke about calling it punt, pass, and kick, and I don't mean that disrespectfully at all. It's drive, chip, and putt.
It's
a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous thing that Augusta National has done, along with PGA of America and others. But I walk into Reinhardt's because I'm there a little early. I can't get into my house until like 6 o'clock. It's like 4:30, quarter five. So I walk in, and I've ordered an adult beverage that is related to Clydesdale horses. I'm not sure what that means. But all of a sudden, the guy gigs me from behind and says, what are you doing here? And I turn around and say, what are you doing here? Fuzzy, what are you doing here, man? And he said, I beat you. I was here an hour ago.
Was that the Fuzzy Vodka story?
Well, the Fuzzy Vodka story, I will tell you, Fuzzy has a great vodka, by the way. Fuzzy Zeller we're speaking of.
Yeah.
Former Masters champion. Great guy.
As opposed to any other Fuzzy that might be out there.
Well, Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't Fuzzy Wuzzy. There you go. Yeah. Ha. My daddy used to tell me that story. Anyway, Fuzzy came to Nashville and got a call. So he and I met, and I did an interview with him at a local establishment early in the afternoon. And we sampled his vodka, and it was very good vodka. And we were supposed to go to dinner together that night. Never happened. Didn't make it to dinner, but we had a great time. So, yeah, he's a great guy. It's going to be fun, Tim. I mean, I'm telling you, at Azalea House, you never know who's going to walk in. I mean,
oh, can't wait.
Ed Too Tall Jones walks up, shakes my hand last year, and I looked at him and I said, I didn't hurt you, big boy, did I? You know, he is huge.
One of the largest men you've ever met.
Anybody's ever met him.
He is unbelievably big.
And one of the toughest football players around, Randall McDaniel, our good friend Randall McDaniel, is probably the he's a gentle giant. He's one of the nicest, sweetest men I've ever been around. And he donates all of his time now to inner city children in his hometown. So a lot of good stuff. They do great work. Azalea House is going to be fun. Russ Ortiz, you know, played a little baseball in his day, did a little pitching, you know, you know who he is. Met him last year, and here's the thing, Frank, whether
they're big name or small name celebrities, whether they're not a celebrity outside of their own house, it doesn't matter. We will have a great time at Azalea House during the week of the Masters. We'll talk to a lot of different people. We'll have shows every day for the week of the Masters.
Sometimes two shows a day.
That you'll be able to go to and PGA Tour Radio and find us and hear. So it's hard to say. We've got a lot of things set up, but there's a lot of things that are just going to happen.
Yeah.
We have no idea. Well, and part of that is because Brendan Sweeney's involved. So whenever that guy's involved, you have no idea.
Another great sponsor of Golf Talk America, the French Lick Resort. They've been with us since the first day we went on the air.
Yeah.
They've been behind us, and boy, if you haven't been to French Lick, it is a bucket list place to go see.
It's a lot of fun. And so we're going to have such a good time. That's why people need to listen to that whole week. And I know it's podcast, so you can come back. You can listen anytime you want to. But listen that week, because we're going to have a great week of really good things that are happening and people that are doing some wonderful things. And a lot of fun, to be honest with you, too.
It'll be a lot of fun. Laura Bryan is coming.
Frank's going to stay with Laura. It'll be good.
Actually, she's going to be in the same house with us. You'll be with her, too. So there you go. Lock your doors, Laura. Good gracious, lock your doors.
It's a co-ed house we're going to? It's going to be co-ed. Crazy.
my Pamela will be there, too. So we have to we got to be nice.
Behave ourselves? Okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
There you go.
Yeah, that's okay.
It'll be all the fun.
Hey, it's much easier to ask for forgiveness than to ever get permission. So we're excited. Congratulations to all the guys playing this weekend in the Houston Open. And not to belittle the Houston Open, it's a great golf tournament on a great course and a great setup for the Masters. So, man.
And next time we talk to everybody, we'll give you the results of what happened. If Sung Kang hung on and won it, his first tournament, or not, we'll let you know everything that's happening. So,
hey, by the way, before we go, for everybody, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, at Golf Talk America, please. Because if you're a Twitter follower of Golf Talk America, everybody goes out, Tim, and follows at PGA Tour, which is great. Follow at PGA Tour. It's the biggest site for golf in the world, PGAtour.com, which is where we live, by the way. But follow us at Golf Talk America, because if you follow us at Golf Talk America on Twitter, you have opportunities to win something. New prizes starting from the Masters. I mean, I'm not talking a sleeve of golf balls here, pal.
We just talked with the VP of Under Armour eyewear. Maybe some cool eyewear sunglasses.
I mean, I don't know.
Everybody loves free stuff.
Seymour putters. I don't know. Yes. You know, could be.
You never know.
And there's some other stuff coming.
It takes 30 seconds of your time. Follow us.
Tim's Mercedes SL. We're going to give that away in July.
You get my jet. We'll let you fly around in my jet. All that stuff is right there. All you have to do is just follow us. So, yeah, we have a lot of fun, and there might be some cool stuff headed your way if you follow us. Because we're good about that, Frank. We share. We're not just hoarding everything. We share a lot of stuff.
I need clubs.
.com. IneedClubs.com. Frank's new website. All right, everybody. Thank you for being with us. We appreciate it. Thank you to Tom Cox, VP of Sales for Under Armour Eyewear. Thank you to Russ Holden, CEO and founder of Caddy for a Cure. And everybody else for listening to us. We love each and every one of you. For Frank Bassett, I'm Tim Matthews. Thanks for listening to us, and join us next time. And next time we'll be live from Augusta, Georgia. We'll see you then.